Hey, just wanted to remind you that Ooky Spooky Sessions has moved to a video format over on YouTube. I'm going to keep releasing this here, audio only. If you want, you can still go to the social media pages and see the cards there. But if you want to see the whole thing play out, you can check it out on YouTube. All right. Another Ooky Spooky Session begins. This is your reading for the week of January 18th through the 25th. I'm using the Crow Tarot today. I mean, you're going to see that in a second anyway, but get your query, your question, clearly in your mind. I always suggest putting it in your mind's eye. If you follow me, I'll just think of it, have it very clear in your mind as we start to lay these cards out here. It's called throwing cards, apparently. I don't know what the fuck that even means, but you don't have to actually throw them for it to be called throwing. So up here in our starting energy, we have the Nine of Wands. This is a card of persistence, resilience, and perseverance. Here in our struggle or obstacle position is the inverted Seven of Swords. This is a guilty conscience, regret, and truth coming to light. Here in the middle, this is our focus position. We have the Knight of Wands. This is courage, energy, charm, positive sort of traits like that. In the discard position, this is justice inverted. When it's inverted, it's a vindictive retribution, avoiding accountability, like lying to yourself. So yeah. Down here, spiritual exercises. Three of Swords. This is a sorrow or grief. How is that a spiritual exercise? Well, we'll see in a moment. Similar question here. In the self-care slot, we have the inverted Knight of Cups. This is tantrums or turmoil. How is that self-care? Well, we'll see. The supplemental ones, I want to keep those up. I want to keep those face down for now. When I finish the tarot portion, I'll flip those over. So it's another week, another reading. The starting energy this week, the nine of wands. Think of this card as like the rainbow after the storm. Particularly, having had a long-running storm throughout life. Further to this, it's also a sign of the persistence and resilience that it takes to overcome these kinds of problems. And this is the part that I think is most poignant or prescient. I don't know, I'm probably not using those words right, but it's a warning that no matter what your difficulties are or what they were, being a jaded, cynical asshole is, nobody likes those people. So try to avoid that if you can. Here in the obstacle position, the inverted Seven of Swords, it's a sign of needing to rethink our strategy. And the obstacle in particular that this presents is stubbornness or delusions of grandeur. Like, I'm not the one that's wrong. It's everything else. It's a sign of that it's necessary. It's always a good thing to take an honest look at ourselves and make sure that we're not just spinning wheels doing the same shit, expecting different results. In the focus position, we have the Knight of Wands. This fellow, it's a sign that whatever it is that we're undertaking, it's crucial that we do it with enthusiasm and with fine attention to detail. It could also be a sign of some unexpected news. So the usual refrain that we're using here, that we've been using for the last few weeks, good things come to those who are prepared. So keep that in mind. In the discard slot, inverted justice. This is very fitting. When it's inverted, justice means that we aren't being honest with ourselves. Does that sound familiar? So if we're aware, then we can change. We can change for the better. So now that we know that maybe we need to rethink some things, it's going to be hard, so we have to persist. So, yeah. Let's see. Spiritual exercise down here. This week we got the Three of Swords. It's meant to be a message of acknowledging and working through negative emotions, because I'm pretty sure that one and that one kind of talked about that. It's a symbol of adversity, yes, but moreover, I think more the implication is sorry, the Dennis Reynolds, because of the implication. The implication, though, is that we work through those issues. We don't just let them fester and control our emotions. Speaking of which, self-care. This week, these are hand in glove. The inverted Knight of Cups represents our emotions getting the better of us. And so we need to take care to not let ourselves boil over stupid shit. Right, supplemental cards. Out here on the sides. The angel number up here. 1111. It's called the Wish Come True card. And you see that little fancy script right there underneath the number. It's moderation, patience, and goals. Good things manifesting for us. The sixth instinct is administration. Steering the community towards common goals. The standard cartomancy, like the 52 card deck, Jack of Spades. This is a clever or skillful person, potentially, probably a troublemaker. And then the true intention is safe space. This is, I need a secure place to open up. No shit. So for our supplemental cards, these are great support just for the tarot spread, as we always get. Angel number, the 1111, I guess, is wish comes true. And it's advising to be ready for a big break to come our way. So, our mantra here, good things come to those who are prepared. The sixth instinct is exactly what we need to do to be ready when the big break shows up, whatever it might be. It could be that, you meet somebody really special when you're doing this administration shit. The Jack of Spades, it's an impish, kind of a rascal, and someone who likes to mess with people because they're clever and they just have fun antagonizing, I guess. So when we're talking about, which one was it? Here, our emotions getting the better of us, this might be included with that. I would include it with, anyway. The true intention, this is a more applicable to the tarot spread than it is to the supplementals, but whenever we're, working through negative feelings, trying to really control our emotions, doing it in a safe manner that could be with a professional, getting professional help. I will always advocate for it because I went through it with great success. But it could just mean, talking to people you trust, friends and family, if that's how you get down. But there you have it. That's the reading for the week. The fucking fun reveal here. Check this out. Boop. The coin is a yes. So whatever that question was in your head, it's probably a yes. But probably you shouldn't do anything bad. Well, this was fun. This was a good one. I was able to put it together a lot more concisely than I usually do. Go me. I'm really good at this. If you want to check out how I do this, because it's a big old fucking party that I have when I'm the way I shuffle the decks, the way the cards come out, all of that stuff, Patreon, look us up over there, LVX Media Net. It's the same handle that we use on everything. If you get yourself signed up with the Ookie Spooky supporter tier, you'll get the video and you'll see. I've been doing these like question cards and just kind of, you know, rather than sitting there and shuffling cards and you don't, I say stuff. I talk about whatever the cards are. I usually just pick like two or three and whatever. If you want a personal reading, you can go to lvxmedia.net/spooky. Fill out the form and yeah, they're free. I don't charge money for them. If you want, you can give like, how do I put it on the website? It's like, if you want to get it quicker, if you want me to do it, you know, kind of soon, then maybe throw me a few dollars and I can move you up the line. And last thing, I am good with cards. Like, I can do this. All this shit I can do. There's a lot of other stuff that goes into a, I guess, like a broader reading. Think like astrology, auras, that type of shit. That is actually something my good homie Psychic Samira, I got a reading from her. I wouldn't be recommending her if I didn't think she was good. So if you want to get yourself 20% off, lvx.be/Samira. Or, you know, if you want to just go straight to the website, the discount code is LEO78843. Those will be in the show notes. But that woman is fucking amazing. I was intentionally vague with my inquiry, and she gave me some details that you can't know if you don't know me. So I don't know what it is, but this woman is something. So it's lvx.be/Samira. It's Samira. All right. That's going to do it. I will see you next week. Same ookie time, same spooky place.